Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve. 10 in the morning, 8:49 now here on this Wednesday, June 9th. Three big things.
Three.
Hockey, Fort Wayne 3, Wichita Thunder 2.
2.
Uncle arrested after 12-year-old girl shot in Northwest Wichita.
1.
Infrastructure talks between President Biden and Republicans break down. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Something new in road construction from the Kansas Department of Transportation. Today at 9 a.m., the northbound I-235 exit to northbound I-135 is going to close. That's closed from 9 a.m. until around 3 p.m. today. They actually say they might finish closer to noon, but they say from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. today, they're closing once again northbound I-235 exit to northbound I-135. Traffic update 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Partly sunny and warm today with a high of 90 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 72. Thursday, mostly sunny and warm. Tomorrow's high, 92 degrees. Now a clear, sunny sky, 74 degrees. We have an east wind at 6 miles per hour. A new weight loss drug given by injection.
This is House Call for Health. For the first time since 2014, the Food and Drug Administration has approved a weight loss drug. It's called Wegovy, and it's injected under the skin. It doesn't work on its own. It needs to be combined with a calorie-reducing diet and exercise. It works by mimicking a hormone that targets parts of the brain that helps regulate appetite and food intake. There were four 68-week successful trials involving more than 2,600 patients. Those who got the drug saw a more than 6% decrease in their body weight compared to those who received a placebo. The FDA says approximately 70% of American adults are obese. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
McDonald's is making some changes to its drive-through business. Fox Business Network's Susan Lee reports.
So the future of fast food looks to be robotic. The world's largest fast food chain, McDonald's, is testing out fully automated drive-thrus in 10 locations in Chicago. Using artificial intelligence, it's 85% accurate, and it will take 80% of the orders. But it's still going to take a few years before you see them in your local Golden Arches. You have CEO Chris Kempinski saying, "Do I think in 5 years from now you're going to see a voice in the drive-thru? I do, but I don't think this is going to be something that happens in the next year or so. A big leap," he says, going from 10 restaurants to 14,000 across the country.
McDonald's has also been looking into automating more of the kitchen, such as its fryers and grills. And now look at business news from the Wichita Business Journal here on this Wednesday morning. Tuesday, we had a story about Airbus deliveries going up. Well, today, we see Boeing deliveries have slowed.
Oh.
Production issues with the 737 MAX and the 787 Dreamliner caused the issues. Even so, it was Boeing's fourth consecutive month of positive order activity. The company delivered 17 aircraft last month, including two Dreamliners handed over before deliveries were halted. Boeing says demand is increasing for the 737 MAX narrow-body aircraft. A Wichita dental practice is expanding to a fourth location. Cottonwood Dental has leased a former Sprint space at One Greenwich Place Shopping Center at Kellogg and Greenwich Road. Cottonwood has a location in Pratt, Kansas, and two others in Wichita, near Maple and Mays and 21st and Webb. The space is being renovated and is expected to open June 21st. The Small Business Administration will open its $25 billion disaster loan advance grant program in the next few days. Until recently, the targeted advanced and supplemental advanced grants are open by invitation only and only to small businesses that apply for an economic injury disaster loan. Soon, the SBA will throw open the doors to every small business that meets eligibility criteria. From low-income areas and seeing a significant drop in revenue from the pandemic. That's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal this morning with Steve and Ted. Stock market yesterday, the Dow closed down 30 points, but the NASDAQ closed up by 43, and the S&P was nearly unchanged, just about a point difference there for the S&P. So mixed close on Wall Street yesterday. The Volkswagen says the executive in charge during the company's diesel scandal will pay the firm 11.2 million euros. That's $13.6 million in compensation. The company said in a statement Wednesday that an investigation showed former CEO Martin Wintertorn, failed to get to the bottom of the scandal quickly after regulators started asking questions and didn't ensure truthful answers to the inquiries. Wintertorn, who has denied wrongdoing, resigned in 2015 after the scandal came to light. Volkswagen caught using illegal software and turned off emission controls and increased harmful pollution. 8:54, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and today is National Donald Duck Day. We celebrate the great cartoon character, a little guy with a little sailor outfit on, and he began his career on the screen and on this date in 1934 in a feature called The Wise Little Hen. Donald Duck, he appeared in more films than any other Disney character.
I would not have guessed that.
Donald was declared, I would have said Mickey Mouse.
I would have said Mickey Mouse, yeah.
Donald is the top duck, yeah. He was also declared in 2002 by TV Guide as one of the 50 greatest cartoon characters of all time.
Well, he's pretty funny when he gets irascible. Easily upset.
Crazy little voice of his when he jumps up
angry.
And down. Donald, he can throw a real tantrum there. Feathers flying. Donald Duck Day. Celebrate Donald Duck Day today. Throughout the Donald Duck Kingdom. Okay. 8:55, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And we're just minutes away from the Glenn Beck program this morning. Tune in for that, as always. Great guests and interesting topics. Glenn Beck coming up. Also, 9 o'clock at the top of the hour, our news this morning, we're going to be telling you about the infrastructure talks that broke down between the president and Republicans. That's at 9 o'clock this morning. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Rush Limbaugh Show. And news and updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS Wichita, 74 degrees and a sunny sky.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.